Hello, my name is Zach Martin. I'm editor of Regarding ID magazine. In this episode of the Regarding ID podcast, we're talking to Barry Salzman, CEO of YCD Media. YCD started piloting some interesting technology in Buffalo, New York area Dunkin' Donuts. When a customer walks up to a digital monitor, it captures his or her facial image, and based on the demographic the system believes that individual is in, it returns a customized offer to them. We talked to Barry about this technology and what different applications it may have in the retail setting. Barry?
So basically, the whole premise behind what we're working to do at Dunkin' Donuts franchisee Kainos Partners is first and foremost, and I think this is absolutely critical for anybody considering a on-site digital media application. First and foremost, what we strive to do is to work with our client, in this case Kainos Partners, to determine what their overarching business and marketing strategic objectives are, and then how to leverage on-site media to further those specific objectives. So really what the YCD platform does today is bring an unprecedented level of media measurement and accountability to the retail environment. And I think that's the single factor, really, which is driving the growth of digital media in retail environments.
Great. Barry, now can you take me through, like, a customer walks into one of the stores that has mm-hmm. the digital media. Take me through the steps and tell me what they see, what they experience.
Well, it depends. It depends on the specific application. Each application is highly customized for a particular client. But in the case of the Dunkin' Donuts pilot, a customer would walk in right at the cash register. Facing the customer is a 15-inch digital screen. Depending on when that customer walks into the store and which store they walk into, the content on that screen will be highly targeted and precisely scheduled to meet the day part objectives and to meet the business objectives that I outlined. And what the customer sees next week is going to be very different from this week based on the actual data that we're deriving through our through their transaction and sales results.
The story that I saw, and it said there was a kind of a customization, that there was a facial recognition aspect of it.
Yeah, so that's that is still in beta. We are going to introduce that later on in the pilot with Dunkin' Donuts, probably the tail end of the pilot, which will be around second or third week of September. And that is it's a pretty standard, simple use of pattern recognition technology. And there are a whole lot of third-party vendors in the marketplace that have developed and deployed pattern recognition technology for different applications. We're working with a couple of those partners to integrate their pattern recognition capabilities with the YCD media playback capability. So, you know, very simply, those pattern recognition technologies can identify somebody standing in front of a screen by gender and into certain sort of large age brackets, and sort of young kids, everybody in the middle, and sort of senior citizens. And then depending on our customer application, in some instances, those demographic buckets are an important part of market segmentation and targeting. In those instances, we would consider deploying this facial recognition integration with the YCD player capabilities. And what that'll do is when somebody who fits one of those demographic buckets stands in front of the screen, in real time, it'll override whatever the preset playlist was and trigger the playlist for senior citizens, for example.
Has this, you know, you said there's a number of vendors out there working in this space doing this sort of thing, but has this really been an application that's been out there before? Has it been something that's been piloted a lot?
So as far as I know, it's never been applied in a targeted media application. And YCD has been a long-time technology innovator in the space. And as far as I know, we're the first to make that integration happen. But importantly, we're well positioned to do that because really right from the outset, the YCD technology was developed on a very open architecture because our R&D team right at the beginning they had this vision that in order for YCD to really enable the retail environment of the future, we needed to integrate seamlessly and easily with other technologies in retail. And those design elements have made it very simple for us to integrate with this pattern recognition technology to serve media ads or media promotions based on pattern identification. We have done and continue to do a host of other integrations ranging anywhere from integrating with queuing systems, mobile integration, where you can send text messages to a server to bring on-demand content down onto the screen. We have a current live integration with transaction data where you can log on to, or the client can log on to our website and in real time query the database and take a look at what happened 1 second, 2 seconds, 10 seconds, 20 seconds after a particular promo was shown in store and what the impact of that was on the cash register. So the ability to do multiple integrations with other third-party softwares is a critical part of enabling the infrastructure for the retail environment of the future. And that really is where we're focusing our R&D efforts today.
How do you see this playing out in like the greater scheme of things, the greater retail environment? Like, I got the Dunkin' Donuts application is interesting to me, but like, what's the end game, or even not even necessarily the end game, but the next step?
So I'll tell you, in my mind, I'm absolutely, absolutely, 100% certain that the retail environment has to become more digital. It has to become increasingly digitized. And in fact, Forrester put out a piece of research not long ago, which said that by 2011, which is really just around the corner, 90% of retailers in the United States will have digital screens in store. So I have no doubt that the retail environment has to become increasingly digital, and it needs to do that in order to stay relevant and competitive. And what the way we think about the value we bring to bricks and mortar retailers today is very analogous, frankly, to the capabilities that digital media has afforded e-commerce and online advertisers. And it is really those capabilities of digital media that drove the revolutionary change in advertising and marketing online. And today, we're able to bring many of those same advantages to traditional bricks and mortar retailers because of technology innovation and improvements in connectivity and bandwidth. And those are things like the ability to deliver precisely targeted content into the retail environment. The content that you see in the uptown store might be very different from what I see in the downtown store because their demographics are very different by store. So there's the targetability factor. There is immediate measurability. You know, you've heard many times the adage, "I know half my advertising doesn't work, I just don't know which half." Well, in this instance, we can bring real measurability and accountability to the media running in store. We can tell you what's working in real time and what's not. And the third is really the ability to deliver truly dynamic content. So, you know, if I'm a retail bank and the Fed announces a reduction in interest rates last night, in real time from my head office as head of marketing for a retail bank, I can log on to the YCD platform and change the interest rates shown on every poster in every store across my entire branch network. Or another example is, you know, we can have a standard playlist, but it starts raining in a particular location. The store manager hits F1 on the keyboard, and the playlist immediately changes to the rainy day playlist, emphasizing products that are likely to sell under those sorts of conditions. So that's what I mean by dynamic content. It's the ability for the content at the push of a button to change in real time. And I think it's really those three factors which bricks and mortar retailers can in fact leverage today because of where technology is. And I think they have to. I think the reality is they're going to have very little choice over the short term, because that's what consumers are requiring, and that's what they're going to need to do in order to be both relevant and competitive going forward.
Great. You've given me a great overview about YCD technology and kind of what you guys are all about and how your technology works.